research.
Any parents or carers listening would probably agree with this. One of the best things the ABC has done in a number of years is produce Bluey.
Yeah.
I mean, it is now the number one kids show. It's winning awards. It's so loved.
Did it get bought by Foxtel? Did Nickelodeon? Did someone buy it?
What is that?
Really? Sell it off.
Well, it's created by Ludo Production Company.
It's
huge.
And it is celebrated for, and we watch, it's on 24/7 in our house, but the messaging is brilliant. The educational aspects of it that help little kids is brilliant.
The Fruit Bat episode was on the other day, the one where I bought Charlie the book the other week. So we got to be those people. No, I prefer the book. the same episode. It was bloody great.
It is. But the ABC are turning on it from within. Within the ABC, there is a journalist. Her name's Beverly Wang. She is part of the ABC, and yet she is criticising this kids' cartoon. Ooh. And let's be
How
honest, it's a
that?
Family of dogs living in the Brisbane suburbs. But she has claimed it is not diverse enough.
Oh, God.
I'll repeat what I said. It is a family of blue heeler dogs living in the Brisbane suburbs. I'm going to read what she said, this ABC journalist. She said, "Can Bluey be more representative? As a parent of colour, I am always conscious of the presence or absence of diverse representation in kids' pop culture. In Bluey, where are the disabled, the queer, the poor, the gender diverse, dogs of colour, and single parent dog families?"
In Bluey's,
isn't it?
They're dogs.
It's a cartoon, isn't it?
They're dogs. I'm speechless, Nick. Fev,
I could go so many places, but I want to work tomorrow.
If it helps,
I want a job.
I've gotten together with the creators of Bluey to make a more woke Bluey and a more open and diverse Bluey. Mums, there you go, sorted it. Louis sorted.